Nolte, Trump rips 60 Minutes puff piece of second-rate movie star George Clooney. By John Nolte on March 24, 2025. After the disgraced 60 Minutes ran a puff segment on George Clooney, President Trump took to his Truth Social account to accurately label Clooney a second-rate movie star. Clooney appeared on the far-left 60 Minutes to discuss his role as Edward R. Murrow in the Broadway adaptation of Good Night and Good Luck. Clooney directed and co-wrote the 2005 movie No One Talks About Anymore, which grossed $55 million. Why would the now highly discredited 60 Minutes be doing a total puff piece on George Clooney, a second-rate movie star and failed political pundit? Trump asked rhetorically. He fought hard for Sleepy Joe's election and then, right after the debate, dumped him like a dog. Later, I assume under orders from the Obama camp, pushed all out for Kamala, only to soon realize that that was not going to work out too well. Trump went on to remind people of how 60 Minutes rigged the Kamala Harris interview by fixing one of her answers. 60 Minutes even fraudulently inserted fake answers into her disastrous interview, aired just before Election Day, in one of the most embarrassing and dishonest events in broadcast history, and now George Clooney again? His press agent should be making a fortune. In response to 60 Minutes rigging that interview, Trump filed a $20 billion lawsuit against CBS for election interference. CBS can either face the humiliation of settling that lawsuit or the humiliation of discovery, unless the case is eventually dismissed. The Clooney 60 Minutes is a total puff piece. The most sycophantic moment comes when he's asked about the New York Times editorial calling for Joe Biden to step aside as the 2024 presidential nominee. "Yeah, I'll make it kinda easy," Clooney smugly says. "I was raised to tell the truth." But then he says, "I had seen the president up close for this fundraiser, and I was surprised. And so I feel as if there was a lot of profiles and cowardice in my party through all of that." The fundraiser took place in mid-June. It wasn't until after the disastrous debate a month later that Clooney published the New York Times piece. And by then, a lot of people were calling for Biden to step down. Clooney also claims he worries most about the government bullying the media. Where was this profile and courage when Joe Biden refused to do press conferences? Where was Clooney when the Biden administration revoked hundreds of press passes? Where was Clooney when then-Senator Harry Reid, DNV, reportedly threatened ABC's broadcast license over the path to 9/11, a miniseries only mildly critical of Bill Clinton? Where was Clooney when ABC/Disney complied and buried the $40 million miniseries forever? Where was Clooney during the cancel culture/blacklisting/McCarthy era we just suffered through? You'll note that 60 Minutes failed to challenge him on any of this. What's more, Clooney claims that the term fake news is the latest threat to a free press without addressing the free press's responsibility for all this. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook Truth or Hoax. Bloodbath Hoax. Biden Sharp as Attack Hoax. Iowa Poll Hoax. As far as a second-rate movie star, Trump is exactly right. His best movie is Steven Soderbergh's Out of Sight, which is 27 years old. Hollywood loves Clooney. The regime media love Clooney. The truth, though, is that he has never been a big draw with normal people. Unless he had a co-star like Brad Pitt or Matt Damon by his side. As a filmmaker and actor, he has no lasting legacy. No movies that will outlive him in our cultural memory. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.